look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 really quickly, and I'm going to pull some things out of there that I think that will help us as we look forward. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, and actually down to 14, says, "Not that I have already obtained this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal and win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." We celebrate our 80th today, and I want to point out someone that was in 1942 here, and it is Esther Toth. I believe she's, where'd she go? I had her right there. Esther Toth. She was here when they were meeting in a little building doing VBS. She was one of the founding pastors of West Winds of Cloverdale Pentecostal. So you see, in 1937 as well, they were a big part of the community, and that's what we want to continue. 80 years strong, we're continuing. That's why we say, as you leave out those doors today, you will see a sign that says, "Go and be." And it means go and be the church. We want you to go out there and be caring and be loving, not judgmental. We want you to love on people, and that's what we want to be and continue that. And we are continuing that up to now, and we're going to continue to do that for the future. But as we celebrate the anniversary today, I want you to remember what West Winds has done in the past, and it was great to talk about it, but let us not forget a couple things. One is that we have not arrived. No church or person has. Paul says in this scripture, "I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it." Paul says here that he has not arrived, and we didn't arrive in the past and wander off. We've never made it and then fallen away. We just haven't got there. And even Paul, at the end of his life, said, "I don't have it all together." How many have it all together? Put your hands down. I haven't arrived. We have not arrived. I'm not perfect. I'm still growing. You're still growing. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. God has done some wonderful things through our church, through West Winds. It used to be called Salem Pentecostal. Then it became Cloverdale Pentecostal. And then it became West Winds Community Church. Again, keeping the community in the name so that everyone is welcome. But we've done many things in the past 80 years. And part of our celebration today is realizing that what has been done in the past and respecting it. Anniversaries are great moments to look back at the past, but we need to be careful with reminiscing. We need to be careful with looking back for too long. We tend to, over time, forget the hardships. We forget the struggles. We remember only the good times. How many know what I'm talking about? Well, if it was only that way, if we just brought back this, you'll have it sometimes in your own family. Well, it used to be better when we were all together or when we were this. And we always look at the past, but we need to be careful with this. Everything was not better back in the day. It's just different. Paul could have taken great pride in what he had already been able to accomplish for the work of Christ. Instead, he wasn't content, and he knew he hadn't arrived. He was still striving for more, and I think it's important to remember that in this scripture, he says, "I'm pressing on." We have been blessed over the past 80 years, but we still have a very long way to go. God is not done, and we have not arrived. We are still growing. We are still learning. We're still on our journey. The 80-year symbol for anniversaries in modern times, it used to be wood, and I'm like, well, that doesn't really, you know, it's an older one. Was it oak or it's something like that, strong, and from that, and that's great. But in modern times, it's either a diamond or a pearl, and we know that it takes a lot of effort for both a diamond and a pearl to become the finished product. We know that they're put through trials, they're put through pressure, and it takes a lot of time for that little piece of sand to become that pearl. And it takes a lot of time for a carbon source to become that diamond. So today, let's realize that we are still in the process, and we have not arrived. Secondly, I'm going to ask you, as we remember the past, I'm going to ask you to forget. Now, I say forget, You say, well, you just said we're going to remember and we're going to respect it. But look at verse 13. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. Who here can change any second of what's just passed? None of you. None of us can do it. We can't change the past. We have spent some time this morning talking about the past, which is incredible to hear these stories and to hear the experiences of some of the staff that have been here. But we must move forward. And in order to move forward, there are a couple things that we need to do. We need to stop thinking about our failures. This can be personally and as a church. Stop thinking about your failures. One thing I do, forget what is behind. Stop beating yourself up over the past. Church, stop beating yourself up over the past. Paul says, I learned to forget the past. I don't know of anyone in this room who is perfect. We've all blown it. And as a church, we have made mistakes in the past. We have blown it. Things that the church is not proud of. And so in our church here, as West Winds Community Church, if you have been hurt by this church, I apologize on behalf of this church, because that is not the intention. Paul persecuted many, many Christians. He killed many Christians. Nothing he does will ever change the fact that he did that. Nothing you can do will ever change your past. But you can ask God to help you learn from those mistakes and learn from it by letting go. Secondly, stop thinking about your past successes. We can ride our past successes so well. Just like failure, we can learn from success, but you can't live in that success. Look at sports players. Oh, man, they used to be so good, and they're still carrying the football around, tossing it around like they used to be able to do it. It's over. You were successful. Awesome, but it's done. Sometimes we try to live in that past based on our security of that past performance. The good old days are gone. Success makes you complacent, and it fills you with pride. When you've arrived, where else is there for you to go if you've already made it? You stop growing, you stop learning because you think you've already arrived. And then what happens? You fail. And so today, as we celebrate our past, we cannot live in that past. We respect it. We love it. The stories are fantastic. God has been incredible. But we can never live there. We need to move out of that, whether it be successful or whether it be not so successful. You can't run a race by looking backwards. Have you ever tried it? Why do you think baton runners, when they're running, they do this? Not one of them does this. Where are you going? You step outside the lines. You look forward. You focus on the goal. Anyone been to driving school? Well, you should. I've seen you come in the parking lot. I'm kidding. If you are following the bumper in front of you, you're going to get in an accident. Guaranteed. If you are looking ahead, up the road, it's all in your vision. This is science, people. Look ahead, you will stay straight. How do you think farmers used to do it before GPS? They focused on a point far away. They didn't look at the rock they just drove over. They looked straight ahead, and they made straight lines. It's the same in our life. Yes, these were great. Some bad things, some good things. But what's ahead? What's ahead? And so thirdly, I just want to leave this with you, is press on. And he says, straining towards what is ahead, I press on. That straining. He didn't say, casually walking through the tulips, I continue to move forward. No. Straining, I press on. That means there will be trouble. In this world, we will have? Yes, it's biblical. I can't change it. I'm sorry. It's going to happen. Look at our world around us. There's trouble. But we press on. And that Greek word actually means run swiftly. It's also the same word that is translated as persecution. And so before Paul had his experience with Jesus, he would be persecuting or chasing after the church with everything he had. The difference after Paul's encounter with Jesus is that he is now pursuing Christ with everything he has. What is it? The intensity is the same. The perspective has changed. And so as a future, as we look, I pray that we would have the same endurance and faithfulness of those who laid this foundation, those that started the VBSs at a hall on Pacific Highway, those that put the wrong beams in. You didn't put the wrong beams in. You did a great job. This building, I will say, is solid as a rock. It will not move. Trust me. We need to have the same faith that Esther had in the early 40s, ministering and outreaching to this community. We need to have the same daring faith that Egan Roller had when he bought this land when he shouldn't have been able to, and built it when he should not have been able to. We need to be ready to try new things, and at the same time, we need to respect the past. We celebrate 80 years today, but what we really celebrate is the faithfulness, the goodness, and the love of Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate today. He deserves the glory. We do not. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you for this incredible celebration this morning. And let us not forget the past. Let us respect it. Let us not dwell there. Let us move forward. And as we look at what we're going to be doing in the future, we ask for a blessing. We ask that we can reach this community for those that don't know you. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.